Fernando. Fernando's Dirty.
The last Dirty, we were talking about Sophie Turner, Sansa Stark from Game of Thrones. You know, she got gorgeous hair. But in the show, at one point, you know, her character changed. So they asked her to stop washing her hair.
It had to look dirty.
Yeah.
But for months.
She looked like she wasn't bathing at that time either.
That's where I draw the line.
Yeah, they just said, don't wash. We don't want you to wash your hair for months. We want you to look like your character's supposed to look, like you living outside.
Cochina.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm like, can't you just put fake dirt in it?
For real. Like, I'd rather you spend an extra hour putting dirt in my hair than me not being able to take a shower.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I'm like,
some people got to live their role.
I guess the budget for the show wasn't as good as it is now. Because, eventually they gave her wigs to wear.
What if she wanted to go out on a Friday night with her girls? Like, greasy, to the club?
Then she could wear a wig for that.
There's no going out.
Not looking snatched.
Listen, what's more important? Going out on a Friday night with your girl or making hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe millions, shooting this show?
You right.
Priorities.
The girls can come over to our house. Yeah.
You know what? My hair can be bought. I won't wash my hair for years. Give me that money. Give me what you want.
Well, we found out on the texting hotline and on the phones at 888-456-9970. It's not really common to wash your hair every day or super frequently.
You're not supposed to.
Not if you want it to look good.
You're not supposed to wash your hair. Like, you know, older people, they wash their hair once a week. My hairdresser tells me to wash it every 3 days. I'm like, first of all, I can't because I'm a grease ball. I get really greasy.
888-456-9970. How long you going without washing your hair?
Yeah, Nancy.
Well, you know, I started about 2 months ago and I wash it once a week.
How does that work for you?
Well, you know what? When you have naturally curly hair, it doesn't matter because you just put product in it and it curls it right back up again and it doesn't get greasy. But it's really worked wonders. I used to wash it like every other day. My hairdresser said, you know, wash it once a week. You got curly hair. And I'm like, okay. And I don't see a big clump of hair every day in the bottom of the shower. I only see it once.
That's nice.
My mom does do what all of our moms do is they go to the hairdresser once a week and get their hair washed.
I know. And it's like a major deal. She meets her sisters. They do lunch. They get their hair washed. I mean, it's a whole event.
Well, I can tell you for about the last 60 years, if you needed to ever see my mother when she slept, she wraps her hair in toilet paper and puts a shower cap on. To preserve it for a week, every day, she wraps her hair in toilet paper and puts a shower cap on.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
To soak up the grease.
And the grandkids.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's your mom, Mrs. Roper?
Mrs. Roper. Oh, Lord.
Who
that? Listen, there's plenty of people in our audience who know who Mrs. Roper is.
From The Sound of Music?
No, she is not. She is from Three's Company.
Yeah, it's Friday. It's all about data references today. But anyway, that's crazy, though. I mean, I would never think about
that. Well, that's what happened to you, Fernando. You wash your hair too much.
See, had I known.
You wash your hair. Like, that lady just called. She said, when I wash my hair every day, that clumps and clumps. Look, that's what happened to you.
Yeah.
Clumps and clumps.
Had I known, I wish I had this information earlier. I would have never washed my hair. All right. That's going to do it for you, Dirty. It is Fernando and Greg, 8:03 right now. We're paying your bills again at 8:20 this morning. If you're registered, we're going to call your name. It's going to happen. It could be right at 8:20 this morning.
All right, and who do you think gives better advice? Oprah and Gail or Fernando and Greg? We are about to find out.
Hey. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Let's go.
Hey. It's Freaky Friday.
Shout out and sending love to everybody on the texting hotline at 888-456-9970.
Great day to go into a birthday weekend and holiday weekend. Got to say happy birthday to Ariana from your daughter, Alicia, and happy birthday, Kaya, from mom and dad. Happy 10th birthday to you. So
thanks
for listening and thanks for texting us at 888-456-9970. If you've listened to this show for any length of time, you know we get a little obsessed sometimes with Oprah.
Love Oprah Winfrey.
There was a time when I thought she might be, you know, she might have returned from, you know, they always say Jesus is coming back.
Yeah.
There were times I thought it was her. we love her. But sometimes
I would vote for her for president if she did decide to.
Sometimes she gets a little full of herself.
As much as I
love her, sometimes she's a little much. Well, she and Gail have started their own online advice column now. Yeah. So you can send your problems. What was that, Dear Abby back in the day?
Yeah.
Used to be.
People always looking for advice from celebrities.
Well, now it's Oprah and Gayle. They have started doing videos on the O Magazine website where you send in your question. Then Oprah and Gayle tell you what to do.
Exactly.
Well, I love telling people what to do. So I think Fernando should do this. Fernando gives terrible advice, yeah, but I'm going to let
him
try.
Maybe we'll see. And also we can kind of figure out if we're more of an Oprah or more of a Gayle in this one as well.
All right, Shan, give us the question that we need to, because Fernando and I don't know
the
answers.
We have not actually heard the responses to this particular question.
But give us the question that we need to be thinking about.
My husband wants to know my phone's passcode, but I want to keep it private. I'm not hiding anything, but I believe in trust and boundaries. What do I do?
My husband wants to know my passcode.
Okay.
I'm not hiding anything, but I believe in trust and boundaries. What do I do?
Well, that's a good question. What do you do?
Oh, well, we'll find out.
I've got an answer for you.
I've got an answer
as well. And it will be polar opposite, I know, from this.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, because I already know what I'm going to say, but I'm not going to say it
this
yet.
This is a tricky question, because if you're not hiding anything, why not give it to me?
Well, I'll tell you. Okay. Coming up. Find out who's more of an Oprah and who's more of a Gayle, and you can weigh in as well.
Man, I feel like
Michael Seaton in Concord. Let's go. 10 minutes. Get on the phone at 888-456-9970 because OE would like to pay your Xfinity bill. We want to make sure that the TV keeps coming into your house. You get your internet, everything. Michael Seaton in Concord. That's 888-456-9970.
Rain your way, drop, rain, drop. Keep on waking.
This is what you wake up for.
99.7 Now.
All right, in addition to doing everything else in the world, Oprah now has joined with her best friend, Gayle, and they're now giving advice. You send them a question, they give you the video answer. They sit down together. Let's review. We're going to see if we can do better than Oprah and Gayle and see which one we match better with. So let's hear the question one more time, Shan.
My husband wants to know my phone's passcode, but I want to keep it private. I'm not hiding anything, but I believe in trust and boundaries. What do I do?
All right. Here's my answer. Even though you are married, you are not the same person. You are entitled to your own thoughts. You're entitled to be able to vent and say things to your friends that maybe you don't want your husband to know. And I can't tell you the number of times that I have, and I'm sure all of you, have vented. Your husband or wife is going to get on your nerves, and I need to be able to say to Shan or Sandra, or whomever, oh my God, he left that wet, soggy cereal in the sink again. Or he did this. You vent and get it out so you don't take it out on them. However, if they see that, if they read that, then they're like, you were talking S behind my back. You're telling your friends about me. You did it. It just causes all kinds of trouble.
Well,
those are your inner thoughts on your phone, and they are not entitled to those inner thoughts unless you want to share them with them.
Now,
Fernando?
I do have the opposite opinion.
Wow.
Because
shocking.
You are going to use your spouse's phone. He's going to use yours.
No.
At some point,
you're
going to know one another's passcode. It's going to happen because somebody's going to leave their phone behind. And his sister's over there texting him, and we need to get back to her, let her know we're going to be 15 minutes late. It's going to happen. So if your partner needs to use your phone and you decline to give them your passcode, what you have now done is make them believe that there is something on that phone that they don't want you to see.
Ooh.
So unless you can easily explain that away, then just let them have the damn passcode so I can check the Google Maps for the traffic.
Good answer, both of you.
Easily explain it away is, you don't need to see all my inner thoughts. That's my private information.
Yeah, would you get butthurt if you saw him talking smack about you?
I probably would know.
Fernando, tell the truth. You would be devastated if you saw a text that Jeremy sent to his friend and said, Fernando forgets everything, and I'm sick and tired of it, blah, 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 blah.
Well,
you
here's
would
the thing.
Be devastated.
Because something like that, Jeremy's already told me that. All right?
No,
he's
okay,
already said it to my face.
You would be devastated. Just admit
now,
the
truth.
Now, would
I be sad that, like, he's telling his friends? Maybe, but so what?
Just
I'm
admit
not,
the truth and we can move on from this.
Well... Yes.
Thank you.
That would obviously make me sad. But still,
all right.
Again, you are opening up yourself
to idiocy.
No.
To making them believe that
there's something on that phone you should
Let's see what Oprah and Gail have to say.
Okay, this is Oprah's response.
Give up your passcode.
Wait, you got to start it over. Because
okay. Where's it coming from?
Okay, let me turn this thing down. All right, this is Oprah's answer.
Do not give up your passcode. I think you should have your own passcode for your own phone and your personal things on your phone. I think you should.
Let's see
what Gail's response is.
Okay, this is Gail.
I say people who have nothing to hide, hide nothing. To me, it's no big deal if your significant other has your passcode.
All right, I'm a Gail. No, wait.
This is the only thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to end it here. There's a reason Oprah's Oprah and Gail's the sidekick. You gotta listen to the queen, not the sidekick. You're gonna listen to Batman,
what
not Robin.
I'm a Gail fan.
Who's on line
Gail?
One?
Let's
who's
go to line one. We'll find out. Hello. Hey, Karen.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Hey,
all right, what advice do you have?
My advice is my husband and I know our passcodes in case there's an emergency, but when I'm ragging on him and I don't want him to know who or what I've said to a friend, I just delete the message from my phone and my iPad because they're connected, mm-hmm. and I tell the other person to make sure they delete it. But I like knowing our each of us have it so that if there is an emergency, we can talk.
I when my friend was ragging on her husband, and I made a joke about it recently, I told her as well, delete this. He goes through your phone. She didn't.
Yeah, well, he doesn't really go through my phone.
And it caused a problem.
Yeah.
It made me a surprise party. And if he didn't have access to my phone, he probably wouldn't found half the people. But like I said, at least if I'm saying something that I don't want him to know, and boy, there's a lot of those times, all I do is delete it.
Get it off your chest and then move it along.
But see, that's making you do something that feels skeezy. It feels skeezy going through your phone deleting
stuff. Well, don't you feel skeezy talking about your friend behind your husband's back?
No.
That should make you feel skeezy.
Don't tell me. Okay, lower the phone call.
I'm not a fan of Gail, so.
All right.
Me either.
Thank you.
And Fernando, don't say you never vent to your friends about something Jeremy does.
But I don't do it on text. I really don't.
Anyway.
I'll do it on a phone call right now.
The Warriors get a big lift tonight. We'll talk about that next in Sassy Sports.
You can't leave that evidence. That's all.
Fernando and Greg.
Thanks to Oprah and Gail giving advice to people on the video. We were just talking about whether you should give your partner.
We were just fighting.
But yeah.
Literally, like Oprah and Gail.
Anytime Greg and I are like going to be asked to give advice on
something.
Well,
Fernando,
it's usually going to be different, and we're going to fight about it.
I'm going to make it clear. This question is not an attack on your relationship.
No, so of
calm
course
down
not.
A little
but
bit.
Like,
he feels passionately
Greg,
about
you
it.
Know,
he
you
feels
know
it necessary.
I am an emotional
to
person.
Make sure everybody knows that he and Jeremy are fully in love.
Yes.
They share one brain, one soul, and one heart.
And one password.
Okay, we got that out of the way, everybody.
That's not true.
Who don't do that, you might have a different opinion.
Well, you may. Let's hear it. 888-456-9970.
Do you don't get share? Yelled at.
Do you share pass? I'm ready to yell at you. Joe!
So he went through my phone, and I was definitely, you know, talking about him to my best friends, and he did not like it. But, I mean, that's what he gets.
Exactly. Look, here's the thing. This exact thing just happened to me with a friend of mine.
But what did you think, right? We talked to our girlfriends and, you know, boyfriends about what you're not doing correct. So why can't, that's your fault for asking for my password and I let you, and that's your problem.
To Fernando's point, if you got to just have it to look at directions or you just got to have it to whatever, you're crossing a line when you start looking through and reading their messages.
Well, yeah, and that's true. I mean, what you do with that passcode, it really, like, there is a line, right? Like, I don't, you know, when I'm not, he doesn't give me any reason. Like, my ex, there was a reason to, like, get into his phone because something was going on. My husband doesn't do that. He doesn't, there's no reason for me to, like, even be really curious about it. There's nothing suspicious.
I don't know, we don't
have that issue, and if it is, like, we bring it out, like, we talk to one another, so anything that he might find on my phone, even if, like, I might bitch to somebody, he would already know that because I've already bitched to him about it.
Well, same here.
Y'all yelling.
Hella
heated. Fernando's so mad. Fernando's saying he doesn't do anything. He's mad.
This is an intense topic.
It is.
Exactly. Hey, that's all I care about. You got my. You got the password. You either trust me or you don't. You don't like what you read, then I'm sorry, boo.
All right. There you go.
Sorry, boo.
I feel like, Fernando, you thinking a lot about what you saw on Tom's phone. Channeling too much anger into
when it happens. Like, I tell you, that is it, because that's a lot of shit.
10 years ago, honey.
Come on, you can relate, though.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't care anymore. Like, I'm to the point where I'm like, if you're talking mess about me, do it. I don't want to know if you're messing around. Listen, I'm tired. I got to go to sleep at 7.
And I got a different point of view. I'm like, what you do in Fremont is your business. And what you do in San Francisco, that's my business. Now, you don't bring your mess up into San Francisco, but if you got to go on in Fremont, whatever.
But Greg, to
Pacific
your credit.
Commons is your territory.
Greg, to your credit, though, because you're, like, super flat out honest with your man. If your man broke into your phone, it shouldn't be a surprise, like, what's going on your phone. It wouldn't shock
he did
him.
It once, and he won't do it again.
Well, there you go. But, I mean,
damn,
again.
Our phone lines are all blown up right now.
Well, we got to get into Sassy Sports, but we'll take more calls here in a little while.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
I mean, we are already late, but that just makes us great this morning. $500,000 worth of Golden State Warriors merchandise was stolen from team warehouse. The team did confirm that yesterday. The warehouse was ripped off of jerseys and T-shirts. Now, they say the merchandise was old. It was being packaged and slated to be given away. Unfortunately, those less fortunate won't get these jerseys and T-shirts because somebody swiped them. And you know, just drive around Oakland and San Francisco today and maybe downtown San Jose. You're going to see those pop-up tents with some jerseys and T-shirts.
Can't wait.
Fernando.
Yeah, they're not. This time they're not counterfeit. They're real.
They're real deal.
He's like, oh, you don't have the lime green ones?
Yeah, right.
Oh, no.
I'm going to tell you something. The police going to be searching for y'all. If y'all are, not y'all, but the people putting up the tents.
I'm sure.
And selling this stuff because they're going to know this stuff was stolen and they're going to be looking for your pop-up tent over there
on
Broadway.
You know they're savages and they be at the Oracle Arena right there on the crosswalk
from
Bar. They're going to be selling
but
them right there with
the hot dog. But that stuff is counterfeit. This stuff is real and stolen. Mm. So,
okay. Now,
I don't know.
It was outdated stuff though, right?
But I mean, they said it was old and they were going to give it away. Okay. But now that makes me mad because I think, well, damn, they're probably going to give it away to some kids who couldn't afford it. They're going to give it away to some people. You know, less fortunate. And now I'm thinking about, it might be old, but those kids probably aren't going to get this now unless the police go swipe it back from one of them pop-up tents.
Yeah, this made me mad because this was going to be free stuff. Now I got to pay for it.
Oh.
That's what makes me mad.
But it wasn't going to be for you. You are not less fortunate, Fernando. Oh. And DeMarcus Cousins, he will make his Warrior debut tonight in L.A. versus the Clippers. I think there's a lot of people excited to see how he's going to fit in with the rest of the superstars on this team. You want to check him out? It's going to be 7:30 tonight on ESPN. Funny night in the Lakers game last night. Michael Beasley, he plays for the Lakers. He was set to come into the game. He took off his, you know, those warm-ups that they wear. Fool was wearing the wrong shorts. Referees wouldn't let him in the game. He's supposed to be wearing yellow shorts. He's wearing black shorts. They were doing all yellow last night.
How's that even happen?
I don't know. He had his warm-ups on, so nobody saw
Sometimes
before the
just
game.
Like,
he just put on the wrong shorts. And Fool, they were like, no, Fool, you got to go back to the locker room. Take off running.
Oh, my God.
He'd be like, they in the wash. I got to wear these black ones.
It was funny. If you watch the video, they're like, whoop. Wrong shorts. Gotta go. At least he was wearing shorts. What if he took them off and there was nothing there? Hey, Saints host the Rams to go to the Super Bowl in the NFC, and the Patriots travel to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. We will know Sunday night who is headed to the Super Bowl. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Come on, Friday. We're going to pay your bills here in about 25 minutes.
Hey, but before we get to, I know we have a caller on the phone that wants to weigh in on this topic of whether your spouse or your partner should have your passwords. This is the best reason from the texting hotline why somebody should have your passwords.
Okay.
Your spouse should have your password in case you suddenly die so they can get into your account.
That's an excellent reason.
Happy Friday.
That's an excellent reason.
Well, you know what? I'll put them in the safe. I'll put them in my safe, and then you can have them then.
Last year was a little rough for me and Jeremy. That's really why I got those passcodes. I agree, 100%. All right, 888-456-9970.
Yeah, I got to get all that money out your account before your mama comes calling.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't have no money in his account,
mama. Oh, you didn't know? He broke. Sorry.
He was at about a 0.0.
We're taking your calls right now. And this has turned into a bit of a heated topic this morning. I mean,
y'all are getting so mad.
I'm not mad. It's
especially
I just think it's a very interesting topic. So I, you know,
feel very passionate about
it. I'm passionate about it. That's for sure. Alicia, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
So you sound mad too,
good morning.
Girl. You sound mad too.
See, people get stirred up about this topic.
No, I suffer from resting bitch face along with everyone else, and apparently you can hear it in my voice as well.
So what happened to you?
So I've never been secretive with my password, but apparently when I was asleep, my boyfriend put his fingerprint in my phone and didn't actually tell me, but told my friend in front of me.
What did you do?
So, I was shocked, honestly. I was like, oh, I had no idea that you even did that. But I got a new phone shortly after.
Wait, so
I know,
he used your password to get into your phone and then make himself and then put his fingerprint in there so then he could access it with his fingerprint. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
His excuse was because he kept forgetting my password, so he put his finger in it.
Well, why didn't he just ask you if he could do that?
Yeah, why do you have to do that in the middle of the night?
I have no idea. I don't even know when he did it.
And were there any repercussions of this?
I mean, not really. I was just taken aback a little bit, but I shortly after got a new phone, so it's no longer in there. Now I feel weird about changing my password, but
now you got to lock it up at night too, because apparently he's like a night prowler running around trying to put his fingerprints up in your phone.
I know.
I bought a little phone jail. I put my phone in the jail that night, and people can't get it.
You got to bail it out.
Chan, didn't you try to put your man's phone up against his face one time?
Yeah, up against his face and his finger. I tried to unlock it while he was sleeping, and then he's like, and I was like, ah! I just threw it away.
That's the old one, right?
Yeah, the old one. But girl, I was looking for something because I knew he was up to no good, and I was right.
Yep, you were. Thank you, Alicia.
So was Greg Dean.
Here's what made me laugh.
Yeah,
about
I
her.
Mean, you didn't need to look into his phone, Chan. I told you months in advance what he was up to. And was I 100% on the nose?
101%.
Greg Deeney never fails.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know if your man's cheating, call us.
Yeah, we'll do it on a love trap.
There you go. Every Thursday, love trap.
That's for sure.